This is the 77 WABC minicast.
Let's go to Dr. Peter Michalos. He's got some innovative things to talk about. And then we'll
then we got Bill O'Reilly.
Break, and we got Bill O'Reilly tonight.
Yeah, we've got Dr. Peter Michalos is on. Dr. Peter, take it away.
Well, what I was going to talk about tonight is about the illegal lab discovered a bio lab in Reedley, California. And it just is a warning sign out there to all our politicians to please do what you have to do and protect us, because there are profound gaps in our security. When a inspector had walked into a lab and found this illegally operating lab by a foreign citizen that had vials of COVID, hepatitis, Ebola, HIV, with samples of urine and blood everywhere. And the select committee this week just found that the illegal biolab was actually run by a foreign citizen who was a wanted fugitive from Canada with a $330 million Canadian dollar judgment against him because he was stealing American intellectual property rights. And they were making home test kits. And the problem with this is that this thing was just happening right in our own, within our own borders, an illegally operating lab, and it's a national security threat. And we need to wake up as Americans, and we need to get Peter King back in the Congress to help.
Are you trying to recruit him too?
We tried. We tried three times.
Yeah,
already,
we
doctor.
Tried in the studio.
That didn't work.
Yeah. Dr. Michalos, it's Richard Weinberg. What I'm troubled by is we know about the one lab, but as Congressman Gallagher has been running point on this issue and said that the FBI didn't do anything and CDC didn't do anything. We don't know how many labs are out there like that. What we do know is that this was being funded by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, this is very serious stuff. And why isn't this a number one issue for this country?
Yeah, I think that these companies, what's scarier is that they're selling testing kits in the United States and people are buying these testing kits. So I think that we really need to have, as we've talked about in WABC, an analysis of our supply chain, and we need to track where things are coming from, and we need to start making our own things here in the United States and not depend on other countries for kits and masks and gloves and gowns. And everybody wants the cheap deal, but we're going to end up paying for it with a disaster. Could you imagine if they had nefarious operations and they leaked out an Ebola virus, and they also found 1,000 mice? Imagine if they were infecting mice with some diseases and releasing them. So we could have a big problem. And we need to protect our citizens, and we need to have systems in place to protect ourselves, just like the Israelis got caught on October 7th. And when they let their guard down, and, you know, we can't let our guard down with these illegal biolabs around the United States. And also we're finding out even in Europe, there were some biolabs that were discovered even in Ukraine that probably shouldn't have been doing what they're doing.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Wow. Dr. Peter Michalos, thank you very much. Really great to have you here on such an important topic. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks for the kind words, Doc.
Thanks for getting the word out.